We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Draft. I am your host and the publisher of Packer Report, Ross Uglum, and today we are doing a fan-requested video from our poll when we did expand to 7 days a week, and that is probably the biggest winner, and I don't know how much it's actually going to affect his draft stock, but probably the top performer at this year's NFL Combine in Indianapolis, and that would be Louisville and former Wisconsin running back Isaac Guerrero. This is, of course, the Daily Draft brought to you by Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Let's roll. So, Guerrero, the first thing you have to talk about, and you do have to talk about it, is that he is a historically good athlete, and I want to reiterate that. When I say historically good, I don't just mean he was the best athlete in Indianapolis. I mean he is the number six all-time running back for relative athletic score, which goes back to, I think, either 1983 or 1987. It goes back to the 80s. So he's the sixth most athletic running back of all time, and that's just going off of running, jumping, and agilities, and he did everything. So these are not like, oh, that's a really good RAS, but we don't have agilities. We got it all. Like, he benched, too. Like, he benched, he ran, he jumped, and he did agilities. He did everything. And he ended up with, I think, a 9.97, which means that he is a 99.7th percentile athlete. He's not just better than 99 out of 100 guys as an athlete. He's better than like 997 out of 1,000 guys. He is a freak space alien, whatever you want to call it. That's Guerrero, an unbelievable specimen from an athletic standpoint. And part of, we're going to talk about this as a con because you have to, but part of the positive is he does have light tread on the tires, not heavily used in college. So you kind of have this lottery ticket, and that is my like definition of what Isaac Guerrero is to me. He is a lottery ticket. And we'll talk about like some of the reasons why. I mean, the lottery, the odds kind of are part of why I'm saying he's a lottery ticket as well, as far as, his likelihood of succeeding in the NFL. He plays a physical brand of football, and you would expect a player who is as big, strong, and fast as he is to play a physical brand of football. I mean, he plays like he looks. He looks like a big, powerful, strong runner. He plays football like a big, powerful, strong runner. And that, you know, is appreciated. I think people occasionally get on AJ Dillon about not breaking enough tackles or not, you know, not running through people like a dude that looks like AJ Dillon should, in theory. I'm higher, but take plenty of crap for it on Twitter. Like, I'm higher, especially as of like a 4-year body of work on AJ Dillon than most. I think he's a really good, and the numbers have borne this out. Like, he's really good when they run zone, and they run a ton of zone. So he's a really good Green Bay Packer. But people get frustrated with him. And I do understand some of that. And one of the big things that I do understand with AJ is the lack of breaking tackles. He's a pile pusher, not a tackle breaker. And you do see a little bit more tackle breaking from Guerrero. He is getting better. I think 2023, of course, you just read a box score, you can see that it was easily his most productive season at Louisville, but I think he actually got better as a football player. I think he played better. I think he started to understand the running back position a little bit more. And you can see some of that pass catching. He's a wide receiver convert. I believe he came into Wisconsin as a wide receiver, moved to running back, and then transferred out. You do see some of that pass catching ability from his days as a wide receiver, and some of his kind of understanding of like route concepts and leverage and how to beat linebackers, how to do some of that stuff. Like, he's not just a check down guy. So there's some of his time as at least a prep wide receiver in what he does, in what he does on film, and what he did when he was finally successful there at Louisville. He's better in pass pro than you might think for a guy that, again, we keep talking about, a former wide receiver, probably not going to be your first guess as, there's some run blocking in high school for wide receivers. There's part of that, right? So it's not that crazy of a transition, but wide receivers don't pass block. I mean, they very, very rarely pass block. So for him to be, him being Guerrero, I mean, for Guerrero to be as good, in the pass pro game as he is a little bit surprising for a guy where that, you know, that's 100% kind of will attitude. It's taught. It should not be natural for him considering, how he came up in the game of football. Tacklers bounce off of him, especially the ones kind of coming in. And I don't know how many times, and it's rare, and it's certainly a high bar to set for somebody, but like, I don't know how many times Guerrero just ran through somebody's face. I think that was a little bit rare, but guys bouncing off of him, guys coming at an angle and not getting a clean shot of him and bouncing off, that happens plenty. And he doesn't fumble the football. I've talked about fumbles not being one of my like big ones. It's more of a tiebreaker, right? Same with drops at wide receiver. Fumbling problems, you know, kind of break ties for me. They don't place you in a grade. They don't place you in a round for me, but I had to put it in the pros. I mean, you can look at his fumble numbers, look at his ball security when he's carrying the football. He's not loose with it. He doesn't put it on the ground, so that goes in the pros column. Very unproductive player. We're obviously in the cons now. Very, very unproductive. Fewer than 1,400 career yards for a 5-year player. Spent 5 years in college and had fewer than 1,400 rushing yards, and you'll see guys in college have 1,400-yard seasons. He had 1 year with more than 400 rushing yards. So, again, this is for a guy, we're going to talk about like historical athleticism. And if we're going to talk about him as a potential second round or third round pick, I'm not having that conversation, but I've seen others have it. So if we're going to talk about that, we need to talk about that lack of production. And Jim Coburn does Gymetrics, which is another like math bomby type thing that I've found over the years is to be interesting. He does a lot of like market share stuff and a lot of projection stuff, and then kind of how you line up historically. And I would encourage you guys to go check out, it's Jim, Gymetrics or Jim Coburn, Coburn. I would encourage you to go watch his Guerrero video, because he talks about the running backs that just on a production basis were as unproductive as Guerrero was. Athleticism, whatever. College production and the successful names basically don't exist. They basically don't exist. So that's a tough one. It's a tough question, it's a tough ask for you to spend a high to mid-round pick on a guy when you look at the guys that didn't produce the way he didn't produce and try to find a name of a guy that worked out. You know, listen to Andy Herman's podcast about the Ron Wolf way, and you know, we're not looking for outliers. We're not looking for the exceptions. Grendo is going to be an exception if he hits. So that has to be part of it. You know, what's his 50th percentile outcome? Well, Isaac Grendo's 50th, most likely 50th percentile outcome is that he doesn't work, that it just it doesn't happen. Now, if he hits his 90th percentile outcome, he's a Pro Bowler. What are the odds of that happening? 10%. I mean, that's kind of how I view this kid. Does not have a natural feel for the position, and that could come from a number of things. Could come from the fact that he played wide receiver, could come from a number of things, but that smoothness, you know, that buttery stuff that you got from Aaron Jones, that's not in Isaac Grendo's game, right? Talking about vision, talking about cutbacks, talking about jukes and little cuts and, you know, like I said, smoothness. There's no smoothness. This kid has no smoothness. It is start, stop. It is try to run through you. It is burst. It is all, it's all athleticism with Grendo. It's just, it's all, it's like if relative athletic score was a football player, it would be Isaac Grendo. It is the way that he plays the game. There's no nuance. And maybe if you, and that's part of it, keep saying lottery ticket. Maybe if you get him with an awesome running back coach, they unlock the secret sauce. I don't know that for sure. I don't, but maybe. I keep saying, you know, I mean, that's why he's a lottery ticket.
It's finally here. March Madness, one of the most exciting sports weeks of the year, and it's about to be made even better by combining it with the excitement of Prize Picks. Testing my skills on Prize Picks over the past year has been my favorite way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few quick taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and the best part is that you can make your entries in under 60 seconds. Prize Picks has quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, and that's what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. March Madness is always fun, a ton of epic moments, buzzer beaters, and unparalleled drama. But this year, it's going to be even more epic than ever while using Prize Picks to bring that excitement to an entirely new level. This past week, I used Prize Picks to make selections on Victor Wembanyama, Lionel Messi, Connor Bedard, and the Badgers' Tyler Wahl. There are so many options to choose from that you'll never run out of new ways to use Prize Picks. And the absolute best part is that you can download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Just download the app and use code PACKADAY and receive a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Eating healthy can be a challenge. If you're anything like me, I'm trying to make 2024 my best year ever. I'm trying to eat right, maintain a high level of energy, and make the right choices for my own personal health. But as much as I want to make the right choices, running to the butcher or the high-end grocery stores every single day to get a fresh quality cut of meat just isn't feasible. Thankfully, that's where Good Chop comes in, and it has completely changed my life. I'm so thankful that I found Good Chop because now I can get 100% grass-fed meat like ribeyes, filet mignon, organic chicken breasts, pork tenderloin, and so much more delivered directly to my door. Last night, cooked up organic chicken breasts, made my famous chicken curry. Yes, that is a true story. It is to die for. You would love to try it. And the chicken was incredible. Fresh, tender, unbelievable flavor. The best part was that I didn't even have to go to the store to get it. And Good Chop's price per meal starts at just $3.74, and their boxes are fully customizable with delivery to your door on your schedule. So go to goodchop.com/packaday120 and use code packaday120 to get $120 off across your first four boxes. That's code packaday120 at goodchop.com/packaday120 for $120 off. goodchop.com/packaday120 using code packaday120. What are you waiting for?
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Poor vision. Trusts his athleticism tremendously. he tries to bounce stuff outside. And look, if I was an athlete like him, I'd try to bounce stuff outside too. But it might get him killed at the NFL level. I mean, you cannot just continue, and it'll get him benched, frankly. It'll make the offensive line coach super mad. And for a team like the Packers, when the offensive coordinator is an offensive line coach, it'll get you on the bench. Now, they don't run like power where you really get screamed at for trying to bounce it outside. You know, they're going to run outside zone, and you might not just, might be one of those guys that doesn't like to cut back. But you start trying to bounce inside zone outside. If they do run some gap scheme stuff, you try to bounce it outside, you're going to get benched or killed. And that is a legitimate concern with Garendo, is the constantly going for the home run or trusting his speed, trying to run away from interior defensive linemen, running into the laps of edge defenders, running into pursuit linebackers. Like, you just can't try. You cannot bounce stuff outside with the frequency that I think Garendo tries to bounce stuff outside. It is unlikely. It's a low percentage play, frankly, as this kid kind of is. 20 15 plus yard runs in 5 years, 20 explosives in 5 years. It doesn't make sense. You look at his athletic profile, you understand that he is one of the most athletic human beings to ever play running back at the NCAA level, ever. And you're going to tell me he's got 20 runs of 15 yards or more in 5 years? Which, again, there's just so much about him that doesn't make sense. And that lack of explosive production put against his explosive broad jump, his explosive vertical jump, his explosive 10-yard dash, 20-yard dash, 40-yard dash, make it make sense, please. And that's like, I saw the stuff, right? And you know, I've talked about, like, I'm a Wisconsin fan, so you got to listen to me. Okay. But like, it's concerning that, and I can't remember the second running back, and I apologize, but you know, obviously he's behind Braylon Allen. Then there's a second, back that whose name is escaping me, but like, oh, they weren't going to jump those guys. You know, he wasn't going to play over Braylon and this other kid. Okay. Then why is he going to be a good NFL running back? Why is he going to jump NFL players on a depth chart if he was quote unquote never going to play at Wisconsin? Like, that's a problem for me. And I have a ton of respect for Wisconsin football. I do. A good buddy of mine is now the offensive line coach there. And that respect goes back to Monty Ball, goes back to Ron Dayne, goes back to Melvin Gordon, goes back to Jonathan Taylor. I get it. Running back university, all the respect in the world for Badger football. Truly, I do. Love J.J. Watt. Love T.J. Watt. Love T.J. Edwards. Love Badger football. If you can't make it at Wisconsin, not making it in the NFL is like very much on the table. That's all I'm saying. Oh, he's never going to play over these guys. Okay, well, Braylon Allen is a third or a fourth round guy for me. So he's never going to play over a third or a fourth round guy. That's not great, right? Not great, Bob. So that's a little troubling. Packers fit, probably not. It's my opinion. Speed, and we've talked about speed. We definitely talked about it with the Tennessee running back, whose name for whatever reason, just Jalen Wright, keeps escaping me. But the Tennessee kid, yeah, he's fast. And I used his speed as a plus when, you know, we're talking about at least the timed speed for Dylan and Jacobs not being great. But they're not going to just grab, in my opinion, they're not just going to grab another big 225, 230 pound back, even if he is fast. I don't think that diversifies the way that you can attack people very well. He doesn't break away. Again, this is timed speed, so he doesn't break away, as I mentioned. And he's okay as a receiver, but he's not a receiving back. So if we're talking about rounding out the room again, if we're talking about, you know, what can be accomplished, we're probably not talking about we're probably not talking about Garendo. If he hits his 80th percentile outcome, if he hits his 90th percentile outcome, okay. But he's still not showing like this receiving back status, like a Shipley, like a Laub, like whoever, to really round out the way that you can attack people with your backfield. Might be a hell of a special teamer with athleticism like that, but I don't think he's your RB3. And if you're like Andy and you believe that AJ Dillon might not even make the team, I'd be really scared of your RB2 being Isaac Grando. Anyway, overall, he's got a solid round five grade to me. And in round five, I'm willing to buy the lottery ticket, but maybe not if I'm the Green Bay Packers. He's my 10th ranked running back. Again, I'm willing to buy the lottery ticket. I don't think he makes sense in Green Bay's room. I don't. So I don't think he's a very likely Green Bay Packer, but he's a round five guy for me, my 10th ranked running back. And really quick before we go, I will give you my overall ranking, and that's 140. My 140th ranked player is Isaac Grando from Louisville, formerly from Wisconsin. Guys, thanks so much for watching or listening if you're on the podcast side. How can you help us out? Buy the Green Bay Draft Guide powered by Packer Report using promo code DAILY. That's D-A-I-L-Y as in the daily draft for 10% off. Check us out over at Packer Report or follow me. I'm at Ross Uglum. We're at Packer Report 66. Shout out Ray Nitschke right there on X or Twitter. And do everything you're supposed to do right here at the Packaday Podcast YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notification so that you can get all of the Packers content that you require on a daily basis. Have a great rest of your day, guys. Go Pack, go.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.